We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Now, three big things.
Three.
Man is charged with sexually assaulting three teenage girls in downtown Wichita, YMCA.
Two.
City Council to consider bonds to help development of a new medical school in downtown Wichita.
One.
And King of Freight plans to move into Gander Mountain Building, bringing several hundred jobs, new jobs, into the city. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Stalled out vehicle and a potential traffic hazard northbound on I-135, and it's right there at the exit ramp to 21st Street. Watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Sunny and warmer today with a high of 86 degrees. Yesterday's high was 78. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 60. Wednesday, sunny and warm. Tomorrow's high, 85. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 8 miles per hour and 66 degrees. Coming up on the Glenn Beck program at 9 o'clock this morning, Attorney General Barr appoints a U.S. attorney to investigate origins of the Russia investigation. Investigating the investigations. That's with Glenn Beck, coming up at 9 o'clock this morning here on KNSS. Montana Governor Steve Bullock has announced that he's seeking the Democratic presidential nomination, distinguishing himself among nearly two dozen candidates as the field's only statewide elected official to win a state that President Trump carried in 2016. 53-year-old governor is running against a centrist Democrat who has advanced party values while navigating a Republican legislature and a GOP-leaning electorate there in Montana.
Aha!
So he's trying to separate himself and say, you know, I'm not as wild and crazy as the other people, I guess.
So I think that means that Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is the only Democratic governor left who's not running for president.
That could be.
I'm just joking.
Well, we're up to 22 people who've got their hat in the ring, as we say.
Oh, my gosh.
Dell and
that's a big ring.
Yep. Dell and Sonia Curry have to make a tough call, with sons Stephen and Seth Curry becoming the first siblings to compete against each other in an NBA conference final. They have to decide who to represent, you know, when they wear their attire. Couldn't just go in a business suit. It's a problem most any parent would love to have. They decided that wearing a split jersey with Warriors and Trailblazers would be too easy. So instead, they'll flip a coin before each game in the best-of-seven series to determine which team they'll represent. It'll be like this. If Sonya flips heads, then she'll wear Blazers attire to support Seth, while Dell wears Stephen's Warriors colors and vice versa.
You know, very confusing.
Kind of complicated. And we were talking about how many siblings have actually played in the NBA. You came up with twins from University of Kansas, right?
Yeah, there are more. The Van Arsdale brothers played in the
about
NBA
them.
Back,
that's been a while.
Back in the day. Rick Barry had three kids that all played in the NBA. They were siblings.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
And Dominique Wilkins and his brother Gerald.
Really?
The Grant brothers. One of those guys played at Oklahoma.
So there have been
Horace and Harvey Grant. Yeah, there have
been more.
There have
been
several siblings through the years in the NBA.
All right. Computers may be better at determining the risk of heart attacks than doctors.
This is House Call for Health. A skilled doctor is good at predicting whether you're at risk of having a heart attack, but a computer is even better. That's the finding of a new study by cardiologists in the U.S. and Europe. They used health information from nearly 1,000 patients over a six-year period and found that machine learning algorithms were 90% accurate in predicting which patients would suffer a heart attack or die. They say it's because machines can understand complex patterns based on data better than humans. Algorithms are already used every day, by Google, for instance, in guessing what ads might appeal to you. Machine learning, though, is not in wide use in the medical world. One of the doctors involved in the study says machine learning can become an important tool in accurately predicting a patient's risk and allowing doctors to develop personalized treatment. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
You know what? My doctor has a laptop in the examination room.
Yeah.
Him. He's got to look up my history there and make a few notes. Yeah. He uses a laptop.
Yeah, I called and gave him a message again.
The Supreme Court has agreed that consumers can pursue a lawsuit complaining that iPhone apps cost too much. The decision adds to Apple's woes that already include falling iPhone sales and a European investigation. The lawsuit could have major implications for the tech giant's handling of the more than 2 million apps in its App Store, where users get much of the software for their smartphones. While most of those apps are free to download, some impose fees. 2 million apps. Ooh. Uber shares sank even further after the company's disappointing stock market debut, as doubts lingered over its ability to turn a profit and trade tensions dragged the overall market. The ride-hailing giant stock fell 9% and hovered below $38 Monday afternoon, Uber's first full day of trading. The mounting losses followed Uber's disappointing initial public offering Friday. So, in the stock market, the Dow sank 617 points yesterday, the S&P fell 69, and the NASDAQ, which is heavily weighted with technology stocks, plunged 269 points. For the NASDAQ, its biggest drop of the year. Not a good day on Wall Street. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Tough day on Wall Street, as we just said, for stocks of local interest as well. Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, especially tough for a couple of companies with those Wichita connections. The Boeing company, Spirit AeroSystems, saw their stock prices drop to those lowest levels since January. Boeing ended Monday trading at 337.37, down nearly 5%. Spirit AeroSystems closed at $80.91, off nearly 4%. American State Bank has joined a nationwide effort to pool resources to drive new innovation. The group of 20 institutions is called the Alloy Labs Alliance. American is a charter member, as is Wichita's Emprise Bank. The goal is to give smaller institutions the combined power to compete with larger banks. And Facebook says it plans to raise its pay for contract workers. That includes security, cafeteria staff, and content moderators. Facebook made the move after facing mounting criticism over working conditions. The wage changes will be rolled out by mid-2020. Other giants such as Amazon and Uber have come under fire for underpaying staff. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Sure hope the stock market does a little better today. I have a 401k, you know, and I can't take too many hits like that, you know.
Well, I'm in the same boat with you. I'm rowing with you. Let's keep it going.
I've got about $450 in that 401k. I got to make it.
Well, you are set. What are you doing mic side?
No kidding. Why don't I just get out of here then with all that money? Today is National Decency Day, celebrating the basic standard of civility that every American deserves. It's a nonpartisan grassroots effort just to inspire people to be, I guess, be nicer, encourage schools and local communities to embrace decency.
Are you decent?
Is that what it means? Yeah. Decency is all about, they've got an ABC here. Decency is about active listening. Hey, all of our people out there are all decent to listen to Steve and Ted, right?
Well, exactly.
Right. Active listening. Better understanding. Hey, if you're listening right now, you're decent. And compassion. How do you, you know, express compassion for the other person? The ABCs of decency. Ever think much about decency, Bill?
I try to be decent every day to everybody I come upon. It's a little tougher in some instances.
Sometimes it's tough.
Others,
but you know, and I don't think Ted thinks about it much. We were raised to treat people a certain way and to try to be decent.
Right.
Yeah. And as you said, if somebody's naked, goes, "Are you decent in there?"
You ever notice how those people, they knock and they're coming in at the same time? They're just saying
exactly.
Knock, 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 and are you decent? Well,
you're
in the room already. You know, why'd you even? Yeah.
Okay.
I did that at Gridiron a couple of times. Walked right in on Bucky changing, and I wasn't sure what to do.
That had to be
awkward.
Yeah, it's going to be awkward for Bucky. Poor Bucky. I feel so bad. All right, thanks, gentlemen. It's 8:54 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 9 o'clock, top of the hour, the KNSS News. Several hundred new jobs coming to downtown Wichita. We'll talk more about that in the news at 9 here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.